Reigning a light, sacrifice. Sacrifice, an offering, a surrenderance, a renouncement, and all to be free, to build in strength, to give, to protect, to honor, and to restore. We sacrifice to have what we truly want, or so that others can have what they truly want or need. Sacrifice is a complete act of selflessness, and it takes courage. In this life, we must make many sacrifices along the course of our journey. Sacrifice is the part when we decide to let go of something or someone, and for something greater than our very own personal and perhaps physical needs. Sacrifice is concerning the mind, the body, and the spirit, but it is especially a lasting ally of the spirit. We sacrifice to get ahead. We sacrifice because we want better or more of what will be lasting. We sacrifice sometimes to just keep moving forward and without extra weights, and especially of yesterday. Even though the thought and sometimes the beginning of sacrifices may appear to weaken us, and simply because it's such a mighty task, will actually be strengthened through and after it. We sacrifice for various reasons, and somehow all of them come right back to us. We sacrifice to see a difference, to hear a difference, to feel a difference. A self-sacrifice reminds us of our own self-worth. A self-sacrifice allows us to develop a deeper connection with our own spirit, a greater spirit, and the spirit of others. A self-sacrifice helps us to understand and live by our own values and morals. A self-sacrifice brings us closer to our purpose. A self-sacrifice in the simplest and basic form is allowing someone to go first while we may go last. We'll be reminded here of our earliest social years with our peers when we learn to share. Giving up or giving away our favorite things so that someone else may benefit from them. There is so much beauty to be found in childhood, and know that if beauty in childhood was non-existent, it is time to create that beauty in adulthood today. When we consider self-sacrifice, we begin to understand self-transcendence. This is when we are able to look and move beyond ourselves. And because of our concern for the bigger picture of the whole, and including others, through self-sacrifice, we move beyond our own limits. We move beyond our own boundaries and allow ourselves to become connected to the entire universe. Our level of consciousness changes, and due to altruism or our concern for the well-being and welfare of others and the world. Breathing is a moment to transcend. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Even while being physically planted here, we can move our mental and spiritual to other places and any place that we choose. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We can allow ourselves to grow. This moment is one of self-sacrifice. We could be doing anything else, but we are choosing to help ourselves and others by creating peace in our day that may be filled with noise and chaos and everything but calmness. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Know that self-sacrifice is not meant to dim your light for others to shine. It is meant to brighten your light so that others may shine brighter. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We are peace. We are hope. We are miracles, and for this we will give peace and we will give hope. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. A sacrifice is a decision for you, for them, or for that. And sometimes it's a choice for either of the three to have or to go without. The positive self-sacrifice includes safe boundaries and safe supports for ourselves. And through this, we can avoid suffering and pain that comes with neglecting ourselves for others. We self-sacrifice because we want to fill ourselves up and we want to have the capacity to give to others our time and other resources. Reminder, self-sacrifice goes back to the analogy of us becoming a better help to and for others because we've put our own oxygen mask on first, and now we're able to give oxygen to those in need. Daily, we must fill ourselves up with compassion, and by practicing it with an ample amount of self-care, self-kindness, self-acceptance, and self-awareness. The idea here is to support ourselves by working on and through ourselves and with self-satisfaction and self-appreciation so that our self-sacrifices are genuine. When genuineness is included in anything, the quality of everything changes. Standards of our lives are upgraded as our mind, body, and spirit yield for sacrifice. In this life, true and everlasting richness of the spirit comes through sacrifice. Real human service unto ourselves and the rest of humanity is through action. It is moving out of our comfort zone. Sacrifice is about resistance. It is about respecting the processes and respecting the delays of life. It is making time and it is giving time. It is believing in good and wanting good for all. Sacrifice is where our perseverance lives. Perseverance, like sacrifice, is about not giving up. And no matter how difficult a situation is, we keep going to be great and for a greater good. To give and to expect or take nothing in return is a test and a show of our willingness to be completely selfless. Sacrifice without losing your spirit, and do it all in the name of love. Do it all in the name of great. The love that you have for yourself, the greatness that you have inside of yourself, and the love that you have for others, and because of their greatness. Sacrifice a bit of your time for reigning in light.